Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right. It's always a treat to talk to our next guest. He is a baseball Hall of Famer in Cooperstown. He is a Pirates Hall of Famer. He's one of the great managers in baseball history, three-time manager of the year, taking his team to World Series, winning in 97 with the Marlins, of course, and then guiding the Pirates to the playoffs in 90, 91, and 92. We're, of course, talking about the great Jim Leland, and Jim is with us right now because one of his pupils, one of his players, Donnie Kelly, is now the Pirates manager. So, Jim, let's start there. What's your reaction to Donnie getting a shot here?
Well, you know, you always have mixed feelings because, you know, Derek Shelton was let go, and I was very fond of Derek, and I knew he cared about Pittsburgh and cared about the Pirates, obviously. Things just didn't work out. It's a sad day. When you're a manager, it's always a sad day when another manager is let go. So from that standpoint, that's one part of it. The other part is somebody had to take the job. I'm so glad that it was Donnie Kelly. He's waited for his chance. He's a local guy. The story has a great flavor to it. And we'll see how it works out. I'm so happy for him.
Jim, what kind of challenges is Donnie going to face just early on, you know, taking over a clubhouse that's just gone through a big event like this? We know the team is struggling, but just putting his stamp on things when he's taking over at kind of a fraught time right now for this particular team.
Well, I think the main thing is he's just got to remember to be Donnie Kelly. Don't all of a sudden try to be somebody that you're not. In other words, don't compare yourself to other managers. Don't try to manage like another manager. Just be Donnie Kelly. Do what your gut tells you. You know, he's got the temperature of the clubhouse, obviously. I'm sure he has had for a while. He probably knows if there needs to be something done, whether there does or not, I don't know. But, you know, but at the end of the day, if he's going to be successful, the players that they have, they got to play better. And I don't mean that critically about the players because I was always a player's manager. But if he's going to have success, the players got to do good. That's the way it works for all of us. I mean, when you got good players, you do pretty good. When you don't, you usually struggle. So, you know, it starts with the players, but it also starts with Donnie's approach as far as, you know, trying to relax the atmosphere a little bit, not put too much pressure on him, but also hold him accountable. And you got to know how to balance that as a manager. So, Donnie's got a real good feel for people, and I think he'll be able to handle that very, very well.
Jim, Donnie did just speak moments ago, and he mentioned the accountability point that you just made there. How do you best hold Major League players accountable in 2025, in your opinion?
Well, you don't graduate to the big leagues. Guys want to play in the big leagues, but you just don't get to play in the big leagues unless really you deserve it, and you don't stay in the big leagues unless you deserve it. So these guys are Major League players right now, and they deserve to be. But at the same time, you know, they got to understand that there's always somebody, or there should be always somebody knocking on the door. And, you know, you just don't graduate to the big leagues. You just don't keep your job unless you, you know, perform pretty well. So, you know, that's what they're going to be, you know, they're going to have to be held accountable for that. Listen, you want to stay up here. You want to keep a major league job. You have to earn it. And you're going to have to continue to earn it. You know, hopefully there's always somebody coming behind them, which there normally is. And I think that's where you start. You know, it's very simple. I mean, it's really not rocket science. You know, the way you treat the players, you do everything in the world you can for the players. You make the atmosphere as nice as you possibly can. You do everything so that they have no complaints. And then if they're not performing, then you might have to, you know, take them to the task a little bit. But Donnie knows all that. He's been around a long time.
Jim, one of the things when we've talked previously that you mentioned that a manager from a tactical standpoint just has to be able to do that's hugely helpful if you're going to be successful is manage a bullpen and understand your bullpen. And Donnie managed one game a couple of weeks ago for the Pirates, but otherwise that hasn't had to be his purview. So how tough is it to get a feel for something like that on the fly?
Well, that's one of the areas where Donnie and I differ. I had managed 11 years in the minor leagues when I got my chance. Donnie has not managed. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be some things that come up that could possibly surprise him because he's never managed. I know he's been a coach, but when you're in that coach's chair, it's a lot different than the manager's chair. So he's going to have to, you know, get familiar with it and, you know, start from the back of the bullpen to the front of the bullpen. And that usually, you know, helps out. If you got somebody that can shut down games for you, then you can work backwards a little bit. And, you know, he's got good starting pitching. That's the one thing I like about this. You know, they have some good starting pitching. There's no question about that. They got one of the best in baseball going out there every 5 days. So, you know, that's a leg up on some teams. I think what he's going to have to do is be a little bit creative offensively because their offense has not been good. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the kind of power numbers that you'd like to see some more power. They really haven't shown that. So sometimes you got to be a little creative by maybe hitting and running a little bit more, trying some other things on the bases, you know, whatever it is you do. But, you know, I think he's going to have to be creative offensively to try to get him going.
Joined by Hall of Famer Jim Leland here. Donnie Kelly is former player, now the Pirates manager. He'll manage his first game as Derek Shelton's replacement tonight at home against the Braves. I'll take a fan complaint about what you just mentioned, Jim, to you and get your expert opinion on it. One thing Pirates fans who have watched this team this year get upset about is the lineup shuffling every day, and guys show up to the ballpark. They have no idea if they're in the lineup and if they're in it, where they're going to hit today versus where they hit yesterday. Do you think that that's a valid complaint that fans have about the way they've put together their lineup so far this year?
Well, I don't know where the fans get their information. I doubt very much whether a player that leaves the ballpark tonight will not know whether he's playing tomorrow again. He might not know exactly where he's hitting, but I think most players, it's usually tweeted out. My son's managing the minor leagues. He tweets the lineup out the night before. So it's usually tweeted out what the lineup is going to be. Now, I will say this. The Detroit Tigers have changed their lineup quite a bit this year. They've been very, very successful looking at a potential matchup or something. So sometimes you do that because of the matchup. But I agree with the fans to an extent. I always like to have a lineup where my player said, I'm so-and-so, and I hit third for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm so-and-so, I hit seventh for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think there is something to be said for that, where you get players, you know, a little consistency, I think, is good for the players. In today's analytical world, I'm sure that's some of the reasons that the lineup changes from time to time. But I do agree with the fans to a point that, you know, changing the lineup around all the time, I don't think is a good thing. But I doubt very much if the players don't know whether they're playing or not. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Jim, not every major league manager played the game at the major league level. Some did, some didn't. But for a guy like Don Kelly, who played every single position during his major league career, including pitcher, how might that level of experience actually help him in terms of just making defensive adjustments, knowing every position to at least some degree, having done so as a player?
Well, I think that's a great point. You know, he's played them all, so he's got a pretty good idea, you know, what it takes to play pretty much every position. I wouldn't include pitcher in that, but
a little he's bit got low leverage good, those pitching appearances for him.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good idea. But I think the one thing I will say is I think the one thing that Donnie has going for him right now is the fact that he played in the major leagues for 9 years, I believe it was, on and off for 9 years, got 9 years in. I think he gets instant credibility and instant respect from the players.
Yeah.
Because I lived this myself, because I was a minor league player. I'd never played in the major league. So I put it this way all the time. Donnie's going to have to lose the player's respect where I had to earn the player's respect. And there's a big difference there. Donnie's going to get benefit of the doubt from the players because of his past history as a player, where I had to go out and prove myself to the players and gain their respect. Donnie would have to lose their respect.
Jim Leland, our guest. Jim, along with Derek Shelton, the Pirates let go of a guy who was titled or labeled their game planning and strategy coach. And the reporting on this move is the following. It sounds like this person would script out moves for the manager before the game. So it would be given to Derek Shelton. Okay, in the fifth inning, if you take Mitch Keller out, you're going to go to this pitcher in this situation. And then after he comes out, you're going to go to this guy. Of course, some of that had to do with lefty-righty matchups and whatnot. But basically, scripting games for managers in advance. Is that something you think that's happening throughout baseball? And just in general, Jim, what are your thoughts on trying to do it that way?
Well, I don't know how much it happens in baseball. I don't know if all that's true or not. I really don't know the answer to that. But I do know this for a fact. You can't script a game. You can plan for a game, but you can't script it. When you go into a game, you have to have plan A, B, C, and D. What happens if you script a game, say, well, this guy's our starter is going to go four innings, and then this guy's coming in. Well, I mean, what if the starter gets knocked around in the first inning or second inning to where you got to take him out? Then you got to have a plan B. So I don't believe in scripting a game. I believe in planning for a game. And I really believe that, personally, I believe, and some people will not like this because of the analytical world, but I believe this. I believe that my hitting coach puts together a game plan against whatever pitcher we're facing that night. We know all the people in the bullpen, so we're prepared for that. And I believe my pitching coach puts together a game plan for the hitters. They run all that by the manager, and you talk about it. But I doubt very much whether it's helpful to have somebody involved that's not, you know, in the dugout, you know, been in the dugout and have a feel for the game. The most important thing for a manager, believe it or not, is the most simple thing. Watch the game. That's what you do. Watch the game. What is the game dictating? What do you see is happening? You can't script all this stuff. I don't believe in I believe in game planning, but I believe it's done by the hitting coach, the pitching coach, and the manager. I don't believe it's done by some analytical person. I do not think that's good.
How much did you go with your gut as a manager? You'd go with these game plans that, or you'd have, you know, plans for the hitters and plans for the pitchers, just knowing what the other team, what you just described. How often would, after commiserating before the game, would you just go with your gut instinct on a particular situation, Jim?
Well, it was a combination of both for me. I mean, of course, I managed a long time, and I managed a long time in the minor leagues. So, as I said in my Hall of Fame speech, I saw a lot of things come up in the major leagues that I had seen somewhere in one of those minor league games at some point. Mm-hmm. And I remembered that. And so I had had some experience, you know. But I think you just have to – you have to have a combination of both. You definitely want – I mean, even in the old days when we didn't have as much information as they have now, but we had information. You know, who hits who hits lefties, who hits righties, who's he pinch hit for, who's he not pinch hit for, you know, do they steal bases, do they hit and run, do they pitch out? We had all that information. The other thing I think that happens in today's game that I think is a little bit of a problem myself is I think players are saturated with too much information. And I don't think they can absorb all that information, and I don't believe they can retain all that information. I think some of it's eyewash. I don't think it's good. I think you try to simplify things as much as you can and let the players show off their skills. But to browbeat people with so much information, some people can absorb more than others. Some people can't. But you have to be very careful that you don't saturate pitcher or player with too much information.
That sounds like a paralysis by analysis type of scenario there, Jim. We have gotten texts and tweets from the second we said today we were going to bring you on. We were so excited about it. We've had so many Pirates fans who have flooded our phone lines and text lines to want to know. They have a bench coach opening right now. Would Jim Leland come out of retirement to be Donnie Kelly's lieutenant? Your thoughts on that, Jim?
No, I would not be. I'm 80 years old. My time's passed me by. I've had my time. I've enjoyed it very much. I still love baseball. I'm going to watch Donnie. I watch A.J. Hinch, our manager. I work for the Tigers. No, there would be no chance of that. I don't belong on a bench anymore, managing or coaching. And I do think this, though. I will say this. I think it would be very important for Donnie to get an experienced bench coach. I do believe that. I believe he needs a baseball man as a bench coach. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not sticking my nose where it doesn't belong. Yeah. But I do believe that Donnie needs some type of veteran bench coach that either has managed or has been around a long, long time. I think that would be very beneficial to Donnie, because the manager's chair can be a very lonely chair. And I think if you have to be able to bounce stuff off somebody, and somebody that you have confidence in, that you trust, and I think that would be very important and very beneficial for Donnie.
Have you chatted with him since this announcement was made, Jim?
I have. We talked a couple times yesterday. I sent him a text a little while ago wishing him the best of luck tonight. You know, we had a great conversation. You know, it's his chance. It's his opportunity. Like I said, the story has an unbelievable great flavor to it. A hometown kid managing the Pittsburgh Pirates. It doesn't get much better than that. But, you know, all being said, the honeymoon's over starting at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, you can forget all the great press and everything's going to happen. You're going to work now. You're the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, it's nice to get all the congratulations and all the kudos and all that. But reality is going to set in tonight when that baseball game starts. And I believe Donnie will be ready for it.
Jim, you did come up in his introductory press conference. He mentioned you and said as a boy growing up in Mount Lebanon, he would trick or treat at your house. And then he credited you and your family and said you guys were a full-sized candy bar house. I thought that was nice.
Well, that was a lot of years ago. But, you know, I'm glad Donnie felt that way. I'm glad he came to our house. We loved it when the kids came to our house. You know, my favorite was popcorn balls, but nobody makes them anymore.
Oh, what a classic. I agree, Jim. Yeah. That is a kind of a lost art there, the popcorn ball.
Lost art.
But then you'd go to the wrong dentist's house and you'd just get a little toothpaste and a travel-sized toothbrush. And what a letdown that would be, Jim.
Yeah, I know. I have some of that problem myself.
Hey, Jim, it's always a great honor to talk to you, and thank you for everything you had to say today about managing and Donnie Kelly. We appreciate it.
All right,
Jim.
You guys are welcome. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.